We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This article discusses sexual orientations, which refer to people who experience romantic attraction, but not necessarily sexual attraction, to someone of any gender or sex. There are a lot of sexual orientations, and people who identify with one or more may find that their sexuality changes over time.
Someone may experience romantic attraction to more than one gender, or feel no sexual attraction at all. People who identify as biromantic may feel an emotional connection to someone of a different gender, but not a sexual one. Sexuality is not just about the gender of the person you are attracted to, it's also about the term you use to describe your identity and orientation. It can take a lot of time for people to find out what works for them, and it's important that they feel comfortable with their sexuality. Exploring people's sexuality is key to defining their sexual identity and understanding their sexual orientation. There are a variety of resources available for LGBTQIA individuals, such as gay and lesbian resource centers. They can provide information about different types of sexual activity, same-sex sexual practices, and other cases. Identifying people's sexuality is a process that involves experimentation over different times, which may involve using terms like gay or lesbian. It's important to use people's preferred language when talking about their identity and orientation. Sexuality is a term that describes a person's sexual orientation, feelings, and desires. Sexual attraction is the feeling of being attracted to another person, usually with physical or emotional satisfaction in mind. This can be casual or social sex, or can refer to forming a sexual relationship. Sexual desire refers to the desire for sexual activity, and arousal disorder refers to difficulty in feeling attraction. Sexuality is an individual's experience of gender, sex, and other people. People may feel attracted to one or more genders and sexes, and may feel people regardless of their own gender identity. People engage in sexual activities for physical satisfaction as well as emotional connection with other people. However, certain factors can affect sexual desire, including medical conditions such as libido disorders. These disorders can reduce sexual desire and make it difficult for both men and women to engage in sexual activity. Other conditions, such as reproductive organ diseases or emotional issues like depression, can also affect disorders of the libido. It is important to note that certain medications can cause side effects that reduce interest in sex or arousal during orgasm. This is especially true for sexually active girls and boys who might be at risk of contracting STIs or other infections if they are not careful. In addition, some mental health conditions like anxiety can also make it harder to enjoy the physical pleasures associated with sex and may lead to reduced libido. Sexual health is a critical part of overall health and well-being. It is an essential component of life and should be respected and celebrated. However, there are many issues related to sexual rights that suffer impoverished women, such as gender inequality, lack of access to reproductive health information, unintended pregnancies, unsafe abortion leading to maternal death or disability, and increased risk for sexually transmitted infections among young people. Violence against women is also a major issue associated with sexual rights issues. Reproductive health is an essential part of this and must include sexual penetration with or without consent, as well as access to contraceptives and life-saving medicines. This includes the availability of basic medical equipment and essential health supplies. The term rape is used when referring to sexual penetration without consent and is often seen as a violation of human rights. The term sexual assault refers to any form of sexual contact without consent. This can include unwanted touching, groping, and even the use of plugs or other sex toys. Sexual activity can include sexual intercourse, oral sex, and any act that involves genital contact with another person. Intimate partner sexual violence is a form of violence between two partners who are in a courtship or dating relationship. This type of violence can involve threats and coercion, physical harm, and/or emotional abuse. BDSM is another type of sexual activity that involves autoerotic activities like bondage or spanking in order to enhance sex life and arouse sexual interest between partners. It is important to note that BDSM does not necessarily involve physical contact between partners but rather relies on trust between the two people involved in order to create an enjoyable experience for both parties. Sexual thoughts, feelings and
attractions are normal for teenagers, and it is very common to experience sexual attraction towards someone of the opposite sex or even the same sex. Depending on your identity, you may find yourself attracted to other people regardless of their gender. It is important for teens to understand that it is okay to explore their romantic or sexual thoughts as long as they do so in a safe way. Girls are often seen as more passive when it comes to initiating sexual interactions and experiences. However, research has shown that girls are equally as interested in sex and physical closeness as boys. As such, it is important to educate girls about appropriate sexual behavior from an early age. Thinking experiment: what if in many societies the opposite sex was taught to initiate more sexual interactions than the same sex? This brings up additional concerns, as many girls tend to be more comfortable with their own sex than they do with boys. Puberty is the time when sexual feelings begin to develop in both boys and girls. Pubertal hormonal changes in boys typically cause spontaneous sexual arousal. This can start boys on a significant head start on their journey towards sexual experiences. In addition, the production of sexual organs begins during this time and produces increasingly pleasurable feelings for both sexes. This gives boys a significant head start over girls, who may be slower to notice an increase in their own sexuality as they go through puberty. Sexuality involves feelings, desires, and actions. It is the attraction to someone else that creates more sexual inhibitions. Sexuality also involves our own sexual feelings, desires, and actions. It can include many different types of touch stimulation that are attractive to many people. Research suggests that boys tend to develop a greater interest in sex than girls in their teens and show different shapes and levels of sexual identity and action. However, this can be quite variable. Some boys may never show any interest at all, while others are more sexually active than girls of the same age. This variability reflects the fact that everyone is different when it comes to sexuality, and each person's level of interest will be unique to them. Sexual orientation is the term used to describe an individual's physical, emotional, and romantic attractions to other people. In recent years, attitudes towards sexuality have changed dramatically in the United States and around the world.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.